You know, there are medical consequences to being a homosexual. It kills practicing homosexuals. The average loosely knit homosexual person, and when I say loosely knit, I mean some guy that's going around and just doing every person that he runs into. I'm sorry to be so blunt on this show, but hey, I am from my father was open-minded, and he always had to speak his piece, okay? Let me just put it that way. The average loosely knit homosexual person loses 25% to 40% of his or her lifespan. 25 to 40% of his life he loses due to sexually transmitted diseases. You know, common homosexual diseases include gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis A and B, anal cancer, bowel disease, herpes, just name it. I mean, over 50% of HIV and AIDS cases are contracted by homosexuals. Meanwhile, they're only 3% of the population. They're 3% of the population, they carry 50% of the AIDS. You know, a report from WorldNet Daily said that pedophilia is more common among gays. Child molestation and pedophilia occur far more commonly among homosexuals on a per capita basis. Folks, listen real good, okay? Because I want to save you. That's the reason I made this radio show, Creation Nation. I want to save you. Homosexuality is an abomination to the Lord. Homosexual behavior threatens the foundation of Western civilization. The Lord doesn't want you doing this. It's an abomination. You know, the gay culture is growing in the Catholic Church. All of these molestations that you've been reading and hearing about on the news are all homosexuality oriented. You know, it's priests going after younger boys. The crisis of sexual abuse by the church's clergy, well, that directly impacts American society, folks. It deducts from our family values. You know, there are so many pro-homo movies out there and TV shows that the powers to be have decided to start a homosexual cable channel. It's coming soon to a town near you. A homosexual cable TV channel. And I guess with all the shows that they had out there, you know, the Ellen DeGeneres, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, a few others out there, and probably some movies out there that are homosexual-oriented, they decided to make a channel out of it. There's actually enough material out there for that, I guess. I'm sure a lot of new shows will be coming along. There is a homosexual high school in New York City. The Harvey Milk High School, that's the name of it. It is a school for homosexuals only. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was enthusiastic about the school. Sometimes I question whether he's a real Republican or not. The United Nations has come up with a resolution to globalize gay rights. Imagine that. Now the United Nations is getting involved with gay rights. If it does happen, this would be the first UN resolution ever that would connect sexual orientation to all human rights laws. It would be the first time where sexual orientation crossed human rights laws. It is likely that gay rights advocates will use this resolution to advance their agenda to legalize gay marriage. You know that's coming, right, folks? I mean, gay marriage would be another crucial step in the demoralization of this great country. You know, God doesn't look at us mercifully when it concerns issues of homosexuality. The Bible is very clear on the subject of homosexuality. In the Old Testament, Leviticus 18:22, it states thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. In the New Testament, in Romans chapter 1, verse 27, it says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, meaning penalty, of their error which was meet. That means God will make them pay. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. One more. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, okay? And it states, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Did you get that one, what it says? I'll say it again. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Hey, that's not me saying this. That's God. That's God saying this. It's a pretty heavy penalty for some degenerate sex, right? You know, if you're a homosexual and you are listening to this broadcast right now, it's not too late for you. You can turn away from your misdirected lifestyle and be forgiven for your sins today. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I believe in you and want you to come into my heart. Jesus, please forgive me and cleanse me of my sins and make me new again. It's as simple as that, okay? Don't listen to what anybody else out there says. It's as simple as that. Ask Jesus to forgive you and you will be forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening to Creation Nation. Here on Creation Nation, we believe in Jesus as the one and only true Son of God. Here on Creation Nation, we believe in a triune Godhead. Here on Creation Nation, our manual is the King James Bible. Here on Creation Nation, we believe that sin came in the beginning with Adam and Eve. Here on Creation Nation, we believe that you can be saved from that sin. All you got to do is say, Lord, take me into your heart. Lord, I believe in you and I love you. And I want to be in your kingdom, Lord. These are the things we believe on Creation Nation. We don't believe in abortion. We don't believe in evolution. We don't believe in murder. We don't believe in immorality. Here on Creation Nation, we try to tell you what immorality is like and how not to follow it and how to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to Creation Nation, where intelligent minds meets intelligent design. Hello, this is Creation Nation. I'm your host, Dr. Kerry Hooten. Do you like our show? Would you like to ask us a question? Would you like to send us something to help us keep the show on the air? Send all of your correspondence to Creation Nation, Post Office Box 17, Forest City, Pennsylvania, 18421 in the USA. Again, that's Creation Nation, Post Office Box 17, Forest City, Pennsylvania, 18421 in the USA. We thank you for all your correspondence, and God bless. Everybody listening to Creation Nation tonight, let's pray for the rest of the world. Let's pray for the people in New Orleans and surrounding areas who were touched by the hurricanes. Let's pray for the old people who are going to freeze this winter because they can't afford to fill up their tanks, their heating fuel with oil. Let's pray for America, because America is going to need it. We are heading towards third world status, folks, and it scares me very much. I will say goodbye now until next week, everybody, and thank you for listening to Creation Nation.
I said to Monkey sat in a coconut tree, discussing things they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that just can't be true. The man descended from a noble race. Why, the very idea is a big disgrace. Yeah! The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing that you will never see. A monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let all the coconuts go to waste. Why, the very idea is a big disgrace. Yeah! If I build a fence around that tree, starvation will force you to steal from me. Yeah! The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing that a monkey won't do. Go out at night, go all in askew, and use a club or a gun or a knife. Take another monkey's life. Yes, man, descend the worthless bug.
This is one of the last free speech stations in America. WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
This is the planet.